ABC Radio Darwin.
Hello, my name is Hosan Qal'e, and I'm from Iran. I came here 2016, and this is my santur. This is my beautiful instrument. Yeah, the story is from, you know, santur. They made it more than 1,000 years ago. And this instrument is very popular in Iran. And you can go to traditional restaurants in Iran, and sometimes people playing. And you can hear this on radio when you're sitting in taxi. Definitely you need a taxi when you go to Iran, isn't it? Yeah, you can hear this instrument. Yeah, you heard it everywhere. Yeah, this traditional instrument from Iran, and piano. The piano, they made it from, you know, that's copy from this instrument. Yeah, but sounds is very different. This instrument made by walnut wood, that's the best wood for this instrument, because, you know, we have in humidity, it's never broken. And you can have it forever. I play by my hand, and there is the two as a hammers, leather wood. The name of this leather wood, we call mezrab, and sort of like drumstick. And yeah, it's very light. If you feel it, it's very light. And in the top of the mezrab, I'm using felt for make it sounds a little bit softer, very gentle. Yeah, like a piano. Very similar. This sits in the center of the Iranian hearth. Yeah. You can feel it, you know. You can have a dream when you're hearing this sounds, you can have a dream with. If you have a look in here, 72 string has. This is the box of wood, and there is two hole like the flowers, left and right, with 18 bridge. If you want to change the sounds, you can leave the bridge left or right, some of them, and sounds completely different. I've been 9 years old, and then my mom said, would you like to learn some music instrument? I said, yes, of course, I'd love to learn. And I got a violin, but I couldn't learn it because it's very, very, you know, hard. Because, you know, violin doesn't have a line. You have to play for a few years to your finger become to be has, you know, eyes. You know what I mean? You know, in Iran, people very friendly, and then neighbors as a family. You know what I mean? If you need something, you can knock the door of your neighbor and then have it. Anything you need, anything. Even you want to cook something, you don't have even eggs. You know what I mean? You knock your neighbor door, can I have two eggs for borrow, and, you know, I'll bring for you later. And my neighbor has a santur. He was a young man. Yeah, I remember his name is Reza. He was a soldier at that time. And when he came back from, you know, when Iranian people, when you become to be 18 years old, you have to go to army. And when he came back from for example, 2 months, 3 months, you go in and then you come back for a few weeks off. And he was trying to get a job to play. And that time, he was just practice. And then I've been hearing what he doing. And then I fall in love with this instrument. And then I said, okay, maybe I try this. Maybe not violin. I tried this. And then I got this one and yeah. Slowly I've been in a school and off and on, you know, a few years went and I didn't touch a few years, you know what I mean? It wasn't continuing. And finally, yeah, I learned it and still I'm learning, still, like we need it, you know, because it's change. Every year something new come up and then you need to learn to update yourself. So always I'm a learner. Because this instrument is part of my life, and when I'm not touching it a few weeks, I feel very, very upset. And when I'm coming to starting to tune it, I can, you know, feel it. I'm tuning myself again, you know. This is a good friend for me because it make me happy and make me peaceful, you know what I mean? As a yoga, when you're doing exercise and yoga, this is yoga for me. This is good for my soul. I'm not thinking about anything when I'm playing. I love to sit down and play hours, like more than a few hours. I'm just sitting and practicing and learning and, you know.
ABC Radio Dawn.